You're listening to SBS News. Australia is adopting measures being used in other parts of the world, which health authorities say are key to reducing the rate of spread of coronavirus. Slowing the coronavirus spread allows health services to better manage those infected with COVID-19. In addition to personal hygiene tips like regular hand washing and avoiding handshakes, there's now an Australia-wide ban on non-essential gatherings of 500 people or more as part of what's known as social distancing. This basically means reducing the amount of close contact you have with others by taking steps such as avoiding public transport, especially during peak times, and trying to keep a 1.5 metre distance between yourself and others. Self-isolating is another tool, and Australia's Deputy Chief Health Officer, Professor Paul Kelly, says the requirement is part of the country's effort to slow down the rate at which the virus spreads.
This is about slowing the epidemic. It's not about stopping it completely. We will have more cases. What we're trying to do is have less and over a longer time.
In attempting to slow down the rate of infections, the states and territories are trying to prevent what's happened in other countries like Italy, where hospitals have been overwhelmed and unable to treat everyone needing care. Self-isolation is compulsory for people who are suspected or confirmed to have coronavirus, and for all overseas arrivals, except pilots and cabin crew, who are asked to practice social distancing and personal hygiene. On arrival at an Australian airport, international travellers are encouraged, where possible, to use personal transport to get home to minimise their contact with others. Once at home or their destination, the law requires people to stay there. Brisbane GP Wendy Burton says that means there's no walking to the shops, the park or anywhere in public, and no visitors or family gatherings. Dr. Burton says people can have food and other supplies delivered and should collect them only after the delivery person has left.
You stay home and people, you know, if you've ordered in, then please actually get them to drop it at the door and, you know, knock or ring. Clean your doorbell first, and then you pick it up after they've gone. So stay at home.
If the laws are breached, people could be fined up to $50,000 or even jailed. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian hopes people will comply, and if some people don't, she's encouraging others to inform the authorities.
You can let the relevant authorities know and the police can actually turn up and enforce that person to stay home. So we do have that provision, we'll be enacting that. But if you know that intentionally someone is doing the wrong thing, we hope it doesn't come to that. I'm really hoping this is a situation where people do the right thing. We only have to look overseas to see what's happened when people haven't been able to take advice or the advice hasn't been given at the right time. And the consequences are horrific. This is life and death. Don't take chances. Don't take chances with your own health or the health of others.
The Department of Health says if people have an outdoor space like a garden or courtyard within their property, they can use it. But people living in apartment buildings are asked to wear a mask while in shared spaces. The recommendations regarding wearing masks vary. For people returning from overseas who feel well, the department says there's no need to wear surgical masks, but for suspected or confirmed cases of coronavirus, masks are part of the infection control recommendations. In shared households, the advice is to separate as much as possible by staying in a different room and using separate bathrooms if they're available. Surfaces like door handles, taps and benches should be cleaned on a daily basis. Dr. Wendy Burton says for people with children, self-isolating is going to be even more challenging, and families will have to do the best they can under difficult circumstances. She says for everyone forced to self-isolate, maintaining contact with others through virtual means will be an important way to maintain a sense of connectedness.
Set up virtual communities. Check on each other. We've never had more options than what we do now with our smart devices and such. So do a Zoom meeting. Don't let what you can't do stop you doing what you can.
Greg Dyett, SBS News.